Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got so much beef ball today that I don't even know what to do with it.
Okay, story of your life. This is every day.
I don't know which one to begin with. I got one that Erica kind of knows is coming, and I got one that Erica doesn't know is coming. Mm-hmm. Where should we start?
Start with the one I think I know about, because I'm on your side on this.
Wait.
So, once or twice a week, members of the show, this show is a four-person show, but at any given time, two people will go off and do projects. Like, yeah. A lot of the social media stuff is Erica and Aaron.
Yeah.
Right? And then a lot of, I'm not involved in many of the things.
You're on a couple calls.
But we have this.
Ooh, Tia found that a little too funny.
I've got your back, boss. Whatever you need.
So one of the things is we have this call that involves Erica, myself, and T-Hack.
Favorite time
it's
of the
just
week.
It's a call where we just kind of figure out where we're at. Erin's far too busy to join the call because she's making videos and
she's like coding.
Yeah,
that's what I'm learning.
She's
yeah.
She's locked in, like yeah. In the social network when there's a coding thing. Like, don't disturb her.
So here's the thing. I don't share T-Hack's loathing of Erica eating in the studio the entire time we're here.
Yeah.
It doesn't really bother me that much.
I'm not at this moment.
Right, because you actually heard the song fading out, and you're like, maybe I should put my fork down.
I've got sliced apples ready to go at any moment.
I was eyeing those.
Yeah.
Smelled like maybe some asparagus earlier.
It was more of a Thai rice bowl.
Okay. It was something.
Yeah, there was a lot of veggies in it.
Well, here's the point. We should have known what she's having, T-Hack, because during our call today, she made it. Or she made the food that she eventually ate during the call.
Yeah, like, no, I was making breakfast.
Okay.
At 10 a.m.?
I'm a busy woman.
You ever just go, I guess I missed that one. You know, like, we'll just go to lunch.
No.
You just get so off and you just keep, you're like, now lunch at 4.
I either, if breakfast means that much to me, then it's before everything else. Like, I'm not going to work out and then have breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I work out fasted every day.
Okay.
And then today I had to take the dog to daycare and then I had to. I was having a tooth problem. It's been a really busy day.
But are you on, a little more backstory. Mm-hmm. I need to ask people questions. Are you on AirPods in this call that we did?
No.
Okay, that's one thing that's pretty clear. Tiak, are you?
No, I'm on speakerphone.
I'm on AirPods. So I need to understand your experience because there's something about AirPods and I think Aaron knows what I'm getting. Like, AirPods are like the underdog lover. It's like any little sound way far off, it makes it seem like it's close. So if someone like were to open a cabinet like 40 feet away that goes, on the, if I'm listening on AirPods, it sounds like they were right next to the cabinet when it opened. It's like crazy. It amplifies background sounds more than you can imagine. Do you agree with that?
No.
Go. It's just
it might
ears.
Be your settings.
No, I mean, they just, they really pull in things in case somebody's supposed to. It's like everything's super loud.
Because doesn't it also do the noise canceling? So it tries to shuffle through. Well, he'll want to hear this. This is ambient. Get rid of that.
Because I
but
think
that little creak, he'll amplify it.
It's like, ooh, what could
that
be?
That's what I heard, yeah.
Yes. So long story longer, Erica in weekly calls has been maybe making more and more things each. Like the first time she might have poured some cereal in a bowl or something.
I don't really eat cereal.
Okay, but either way, it was something real low key. And it was like a 12-course meal you prepared while we were on the phone with you today.
I was not on the phone call, but I bet it was half a bagel with...
No.
No, but not this, how do you know today? That? Have I said that before?
Yeah.
No, no half a bagel. I'm there working my way away pots. From carbs.
There was like... And there was shaking
no,
things.
No, there was no shaking.
There was... But you oh, set I things down.
Washed some raspberries.
There we go. There
I
we
made
go.
Eggs and egg whites. And I was scooping out my cottage cheese.
It's like, it's like noise after noise. And we're like trying to have a future. What's going to go on with the show? Like, how are we going to, how are we good? Like, what do we do? Mm-hmm. We have events we have to like talk about. And all I can hear is, like, yeah. And then when you think it can't get any worse, and I'm like, Okay. That's it. I am now calling it out.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, do you have a hand mixer? Is that a chainsaw? Yeah.
You asked if I was doing something with the hand mixer. No, it's my electronic salt and pepper shaker. And you know what?
No.
I think you should all try them.
No.
I'm surprised that Slacker doesn't have them. I also have them. Yeah. They're amazing.
Kitchen gadgets. It's your thing.
I understand. I understand chefs wanting fresh salt, freshly ground salt.
And what am I if not a chef while on this call?
But those of us, you know, want to work out, you do it with your hands. Just like a pepper mill. Does your pepper do it too?
Oh, yeah. It was my pepper that I used.
Oh, that was the two different things. The one was salt.
Yep.
And then the secondary one was...
Yeah, it's so much better than... Mm-hmm. Grinding it by hand.
How do we?
I've never even heard of this before.
It's I haven't
what,
either.
What oh, they're could so be, great.
What could be less of a movement than just?
Well, it's not fresh.
You know, like
you have to be careful you, like, of how you simulate salt and pepper shaking.
No, I want you to keep simulating that. I like a lot of salt. Just, a whole lot of salt.
Like, that's like pre-grated so stuff. It's no good. That kind of pepper, no good.
No, I don't like that kind of pepper, but I can still. If you combine the two of us at a massage parlor.
More of a...
Okay, but I mean, dear.
Yes.
How do we get you? Could you? Okay, it's fine.
I could start trying to wear AirPods.
Okay. I wish you knew how loud it is. I don't. It's so wild. It's like. It's so distracting. I don't even know what to do with it.
I was just having my meal. Got to get that protein
she
up.
She was having her meal, much as she does in the studio, at the exact time of a brief land call that we do. It's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And notice she said, well, Swanson had a thing, so he gets preferential treatment if he's got something.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, we got to move it around. But if we're on the phone...
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Well, I'm not done. As promised, I have one more beef ball with Erica.
Oh, wait, what?
No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
it's actually
gosh.
Something personal about me. I don't know that you guys... Does everybody in the room understand why I live where I live?
Yeah.
You do? Why do I live there?
Because it was foreclosed or something and you were able to buy it at a cheap price.
That's why I bought that particular house, yes.
Oh.
I don't think I know.
I thought you liked the PP Park. I thought there was some sort of...
There's absolutely... The Reunion Park, if you've not seen... In fact, I guess this is something... Designers do every once in a while. They just make a very phallic shaped park, and if the committee approves it, they just do it.
They like it's a little joke for them,
for sure. And this is at the park in Reunion. If you look at the aerial view, there is no other reason to make the streets the way they're rounded when they need to be rounded, have a little flare, when they need to have a little flare, and then straight,
We've looked at property out there. It's a draw.
I've actually, since I left my parents' house, I've always stayed on the north end of Denver.
Is it to be close to your parents?
Correct.
Mm. Oh.
Like we work in the tech center.
Right. You could easily live down here.
Correct. But it's just like when my father's health was failing, it's great to be able to jump on 4/7. I can be to my parents' house faster than I could if I was in the tech center. So that's why I live there.
Oh.
It inhibits having friends down here on this end of town.
Sure, because you're like a 30-minute drive.
Right, so if I were to invite you over, you'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I would come.
You would?
Yeah.
Anyone else in the room if I invited you? I mean, one time I made it a rule you had to come over and watch Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel weird asking people to come to my house, right?
I've been there a handful of times. You're usually giving me something, so I'll come pick it up gladly.
So, I was like, you haven't. It's like, oh, that's right. I gave you my truck.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what are you offering, I guess?
So I'm just checking. So I feel weird about inviting people because I don't want you to make you drive out of your way and the whole thing, right?
No, it's fine.
So it feels weird sometimes to just be, I feel kind of isolated from the group. Like Aaron and Erica don't live that far apart.
No, you guys could live pretty close, I think.
You could just run into each other at the dive in on Broadway and it could just happen, right?
Well, like, I don't know that I go to the dive in, but
you should. It's a great dive bar.
Oh, it's a real place?
It's a real dive
bar. I thought he made it up too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, it's a great dive bar.
I guess maybe I could learn about it.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm saying all this is I feel when anybody goes to the north end of town and doesn't at least make an effort to go like, well, I've driven as a South Ender. Now I'm all the way on the north side of town. Let's check in with Slacker because like we never get to see him. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can swing by.
Is this secret beef ball with someone?
Well, I saw a social media post that somebody here was eating Bucky's beaver nuggets.
What?
I will be honest. I did not go to Bucky's. They were gifted to me because you had talked about them so much. I said, I need to try them. And they are the weirdest thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh, so she didn't go.
I didn't. Otherwise, I would have.
Are you telling me Bucky's isn't that far from you?
It's a long way from me.
Perfect. Okay.
But you'd have to kind of drive by the north side of town. People stop texting in. I know I live in Commerce City and she'd be on I-25. But still, if you're up there, you might as well just swing by my house.
Like, I go to Longmont every once in a while. It doesn't feel like when I should come by.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my best friend lives in Longmont.
And you go there. You've been there more than once since you've been.
Yeah, only twice.
Three. Wow.
Would it upset you, Hack, if I told you, hey, man, I was hanging out at Wild Goose Saloon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right off of Main Street in Parker.
Yeah.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah. Just hanging out, man. Just hanging out, watching bands.
Oh, you should let me know. I would have swung by.
That's different, though, because you were hanging out at a place.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you're on this side of town.
I went to the Costco. It just.
That's.
Do you not see why that would upset me?
But she didn't go.
You implied that you did.
Yeah. You assumed.
You implied.
Uh-oh.
What did your post say?
I don't remember exactly.
Something like, just got these in the bags, half gone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
about how I drove there.
Is it or is it not implied?
I've never been to Buc-ee's.
Yeah, where else would you get them other than Buc-ee's?
Right. Slacker, I do want to point out, I did extend an invite to you this weekend if you wanted to join us.
No, I didn't want your pity invite.
It wasn't pity.
Yeah, it was.
It's never pity.
It's totally pity. You think about me sitting alone.
No!
Eating my Buc-ee's beaver nuggets on the cold linoleum floor,
that
rocking back and forth.
Alone.
Can I say, can I do my second confession that I just realized?
Sure.
This whole time I thought it was you who'd have the beaver nuggets. Yeah. So I was pissed at you.
Twice. Oh my gosh.
So now I have to be pissed at TIAC for something.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.